Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So is fibromyalgia real? Well, my guest will definitely tell you it is, in his experience. It's Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He really wrote the all-time best-selling book on combating disabling fatigue and fibromyalgia, which was called From Fatigue to Fantastic. And his latest book is The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, which provides the most cutting-edge research and scientific information for treating chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. Dr. Teitelbaum, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Mike, great to be with you again.
So let me ask you the question. Is this real?
Oh, absolutely. Our published double-blind placebo-controlled studies show that the placebo group had minimal effect, where in the active group, 91% of people got better with an average 90% increase in quality of life. So that the placebo group didn't get better and their active group did proves conclusively that this is a very real disease. So for those doctors out there and the rest who say this is all in your mind, they have now gone from being nitwits to being unscientific nitwits.
And there you have it. I mean, you can't state it in any more direct way right there, can you, Dr. Teitelbaum? I mean, the science shows it, right?
I'm big on subtlety. You know me, Mike.
Right. That's why I have you on the show. Please don't be subtle. I don't like that. So let's do this. What are some, when, you know, if you're educating, I know you do some lectures here and there, you know, people usually like to see like a list of symptoms. What are some of the most common ways that fibromyalgia does present in, say, a primary care office?
Although it can cause dozens of symptoms, the hallmarks are a combination of being tired, achy, brain fog, and can't sleep. So the bottom line, if you're exhausted or if you hurt all over, one simple question, you get a good night's sleep. If you find that you have horrible insomnia despite exhaustion and pain, you've got fibromyalgia or fibromyalgia-related process until proven otherwise. And even if you have another cause, you can have lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and dozens of other conditions can trigger a secondary fibromyalgia. They're not exclusive.
And so when you go see your doctor with these types of symptoms, a doctor that's doing their job is going to rule out some of those other types of causes as well. So you want to make sure your doctor is doing their job.
Well, what's critical, Mike, is to understand that fibromyalgia represents an energy crisis where you essentially trip a circuit breaker, like blowing a fuse. Anything that causes the energy crisis can do that. So you have to, one, learn how to turn the circuit breaker back on, which our study showed this, what we call the SHINE protocol, will do. But also you have to look at why you blew the fuse in the first place. Both of those are part of the process of getting well.
So let's, you know, when you mention some of the symptoms, the, you know, the fatigue, low energy, you know, those are kind of, you know, nonspecific. When should somebody go see their doctors about symptoms like that?
Well, by the time you're having fatigue or pain that's lasting more than 2-3 weeks and it's not going away with rest, I think it's time to be evaluated. And I'm not talking about mild, I just feel a little tired. But for those things, they're going to go away. If you take a weekend off or a vacation, they should go away. If it's persisting, it's time to be seen.
Yeah, yeah. How do you diagnose? So when somebody comes in, is it really just from the history? Are there blood tests you can do? What's the proper workup?
The proper evaluation for hypnosis, and there's actually, you can go on our website at vitality101.com, and there's a quiz you can take, and that'll tell you if you meet the diagnostic criteria for chronic fatigue syndrome or for fibromyalgia. But again, that's just the beginning of the process. What you need to do is to figure out why you have the energy drain. We have what we call the Energy Analysis Program. It's actually a free online program. That one is endfatigue.com, where people can put in their symptoms. They can put in their lab tests if they have them. It'll analyze the pertinent tests as well. And say this is what's causing your energy crisis, and here's a program tailored to optimize energy. For many people, that's the free one that we made to make it, because not everybody can afford to be a doctor. So that program we made free to everybody so that people can find out what's going on and what they need to do to get well.
Let's go back over those websites again. Let me just make sure I got these right. I'm sure my listeners will want to write this down. So that's endfatigue.com, and that's where they can do the energy analysis
program. Yes.
Okay. And then you had vitality101.com, correct? And that's where they can look at the kind of like the checklist of symptoms to rule out or rule in fibromyalgia?
They can take a quiz, and it'll tell them if they meet the CDC and ACR criteria for both of those conditions.
So that's nfatigue.com and vitality101.com. How prevalent is fibromyalgia today?
We're looking at about 6 million Americans who have overt fibromyalgia and another 6 million who have kind of an intermediate form. We're looking at 2 to 4% of the adult population worldwide that has these processes, and it can be rather disabling. 85% of people have not yet been given the correct diagnosis. The doctor says, well, you're crazy because I don't know what's wrong with you, which, by the way, is abusive and not acceptable. It's okay for the doctor to say, I don't know. For them to say, I don't know, so you're crazy. But I tell you, when your doctor does that, stand up, look them in the eye, give them a big hug, tell them, thank you for letting me know what an idiot you are so I don't waste my time with you, and turn around and walk out of the door. It's just not acceptable.
You know, Dr. Teitelbaum, listen, I think people need to remember that they're the ones that are in charge, right? I mean, if you think of it almost like a business, they're the customer, and they can fire their doctor. They can go find somebody else. By the way, this makes me think, is there a website that or a good resource, a directory of innovative type doctors that you like to use to refer people to?
abihm.org. Give you over 2,000 board-certified holistic physicians. Most doctors, if you came to me and wanted a heart bypass, and you say, Dr. T, I need bypass surgery, and I say, I don't do that. And you say, here's a book from Bypass Fantastic and a scalpel. And I say, I don't do that. That doesn't make me a bad doctor. Most doctors don't treat CFS and fibromyalgia. You need to go to a holistic doctor. So whether you go to the American Academy of Naturopathic Physicians website or go to abihm.org, and also, we treat people by phone and in person from all over the world. We do consultations with folks. So it's not hard to find somebody who knows what they're doing. You just need to know where to look.
So when you know, and it's unfortunate, how often do you think patients present, you know, with some of these symptoms, the pain, the fatigue? And because the doctor doesn't know how to approach this, what it is, often they leave with, an antidepressant prescription. I mean, is that a common scenario?
6 million times a year in this country. It's crazy. Doctors just don't know about this disease. They're learning more because there's 3 new pain medications that are really, they're Band-Aids. They're not bad, but they're expensive and relatively more toxic than they need to be. This is a very common problem, and that's why we have a thing, and there's a lot of medical myths that are getting busted this year, and a really important myth that's being busted is that doctors know everything. You know, medicine knows maybe about 15% of what there is that can help people, and other health specialties, naturopathy, herbals, energy medicine, a host of things, offer the rest of it. So when your doctor says they can't help you, that's fine. They can't help you. It doesn't mean you can't be helped. It means find
good point.
Somebody who can.
Yeah. Excellent point. I like the way you said that. And that's where they can find a doctor at the abihm.org website. Let's back up. You mentioned that fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, is really an energy issue. And I just found out we only have about a minute left. So maybe when we come back, Dr. Teitelbaum, we can talk a little bit more about that energy deficit problem that they have, and then we can go into how you approach and treat it. Is there a website, your own personal website, that you would like to send my listeners to?
Endfatigue.com. Do the energy analysis program. It will be an eye-opener.
You know, Dr. Teitelbaum, I only have about 30 seconds left. I'm going to tell you a quick story. When I was coming into natural medicine, I was practicing internal medicine in Dallas, and I read a booklet you wrote about adaptogenic herbs. And believe it or not, you really inspired me to look more into natural medicine. I don't know if I ever told you that story, but it was your booklet on adaptogens that got me started in this industry, so I want to thank you for that. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.